Welcome to Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth. It's the go-to podcast where curiosity meets dentistry straight from the experts. I'm Jan, and once again joined by Dr. Clifford Yudelman from OptiSmile, and we are taking a deep dive into the world of dental care from a consumer's perspective. So if you're looking to brighten your smile or protect your wallet, you're in the right place. We've got you covered with practical advice and the latest insights. A big warm welcome to you once again, Dr. Yudelman.
Hi, Ian. Thanks again for having me on, and looking forward to today's episode, continuing on with our theme of dental tourism. In this case, it's dental tourism from overseas, people coming. Today, your questions are going to be behind the scenes, advanced technology, and personalized dentistry in South Africa. And I think you've got 10 questions again today.
Yeah, it sounds like you're ready.
Let's go.
Right. Yeah. So what cutting-edge technologies or techniques are South African clinics currently embracing that truly stands out on the global stage?
South African clinics have got a lot of high tech, surprisingly, I think, for people from overseas. When we get patients from the US or from UK, or no matter where they come from, they always remark, oh, my dentist doesn't have the 3D x-ray, or what is that camera you're putting in my mouth? They've never had a digital scan. They often surprised with a CAD cam, where we can scan you and make a ceramic inlay or onlay while you wait and put it in one visit. I had a lady in last week from Ireland that had two teeth restored in 2.5 hours from beginning to end, and they turned out beautifully. They matched, they were bonded in there and then. There's a lot of 3D printing. We're just waiting for our own 3D printer. At the moment, we outsource a lot of 3D printing. We 3D print custom surgical guides for implants, where we do a 3D x-ray of your jaw, and we superimpose that with a 3D scan of your teeth. And then all the planning software plans exactly where the implant is supposed to go. And then the laboratory or the dentist designs a guide which clips on over your teeth, and that's used to place the implant exactly where it needs to go. This isn't that common in a lot of practices around the world. Maybe at specialist practices, you'll get that. There's advanced imaging software, you know, with detailed treatment planning, minimizes guesswork. Much of the stuff we've spoken about before, a lot of practices in South Africa now do the injection molded composite bonding using 3D printed models and design. At OptiSmile, we run all of our x-rays through something called DiagnoCAT, which is an AI software that will help us to see cavities that maybe you can't see with the naked eye, and show us anything that we might have missed. And it's just commonplace. We use that all the time. We use a lot of AI, you know, all of our record keeping. All the dentists at OptiSmile now have a little microphone that we wear, and we record all of our consultations, and then the AI does an entire summary. I had a patient from overseas last week that, actually about 2 weeks ago, she wanted a report for her dentist back home. And before she even got to the car, she already had her report, you know, using AI. Wow. For that. Yeah, look, there's a lot of cutting edge techniques and technology, all the latest and greatest filling materials and ceramics and all of that stuff is all available in South Africa. It's not like we can't get any of the Japanese or German materials or anything you can get in the US, we can get here in South Africa. Sometimes we do pay a little bit more for it, which is why some of the higher end treatments can be a little costly for South Africans, but for people coming in as tourists, because of the exchange rate, they find it very affordable compared to back home.
And could you explain how digital tools like 3D scanning or CAD or CAM systems help create more precise, personalized treatment plans for the patients?
Yeah, so the CAD or CAD CAM, that's computer-aided design, computer-aided machining. it's been around for a long time. It's just getting better and better. 3D printing is coming along. The printer that we're waiting for will actually be able to print 3D printed fillings instead of milling them out of ceramic, and 3D printed veneers. So when we mill something with CAD/CAM, we take about anywhere from 7 to 15 minutes to mill a block of ceramic, and then we've got to polish it. And then sometimes, depending on the material, it has to go into a furnace. With 3D printing, we will be able to print 10 veneers or 10 fillings in 10 minutes. So it's a very big difference. And then bond them in all in one visit. So that's very exciting. The scanners are highly accurate. They're now more accurate than the traditional Goopy impression materials. You know, the digital workflows give us instant visualizations of potential results, so we can show patients. I'll get all of the designs done first, or do the designs myself, and then send a video to the patients, or get on a Zoom or Google Meet and show them before we even print anything. We show them virtually what these 3D models will look like, how their teeth will look. A lot of the times the patients have their own specific ideas of how long or short their two front teeth should be, or how wide their smile should be. And we can see that all superimposed on their face with this digital workflow and, you know, digital smile design techniques. And even when we send work to the lab, if we were getting ceramic veneers made or zirconium crowns or implant crowns, it's much faster because they use digital techniques as well. So if you were getting an implant restored, you know, we just do a scan, it goes directly to the lab, we go online, we book for them to make your crown, it gets designed the next day, and then it gets machined or printed or whatever it is that we're getting. If it's a bite splint, it just gets 3D printed, and then it gets sent to us with a courier. We can often get some of these things back in just a few days, whereas traditionally, and especially overseas in the UK or Australia or US, if a dentist isn't up to date, you'll wait 2 or 3 weeks to get a permanent crown back, and your temporary crown will fall out, and it can be a nightmare getting dental work done if you're not embracing these new techniques. So of course, not every dentist in South Africa has this. I'm talking specifically about OptiSmile and some of my friendly rivals, other great practices here in Cape Town and a handful in Johannesburg that I respect a lot.
Fantastic. So, Doctor, for those anxious about dental visits, what modern comfort or sedation options are available, and how do they enhance patient care? Have you got the good stuff?
Yeah. So I think if a clinic is light and bright and beautifully designed and has nice views, at OptiSmile we've got ocean views, very relaxing and very high ceilings. Other clinics in Cape Town are also gone very high end. They feel more like a spa. I know in the US you can go and you can get your pedicure done while you're getting your root canal done. I don't know which one's worse. I don't know. I've just got a thing about watching people getting their heels filed. I won't be offering any pedicures at OptiSmile while I'm trying to do some dental work. But for people who are very nervous, back in the day when I practiced in London, if someone was nervous, we used to pull out a syringe and a bottle and we used to inject Valium into their veins. But it's not very safe. You know, that was in the 80s. There were all other kinds of things back in the 80s. These days, just today before lunch, one of my associates had a very nervous patient in. I'm not sure who the patient is. I don't think they were from overseas, a local patient who's had a bad experience before. And we bring in a very highly qualified, we've got several anaesthetists that we use. These are hospital anaesthetists. When they're not at OptiSmile, they're actually highly qualified and certified. It's not just some dentist doing sedation. I know that some dentists around the world will still do, you know, this twilight sleep or sedation themselves. But in South Africa, we always use anaesthetist, and they bring all of their emergency equipment with, and the oxygen and all of that. Not that we've ever had a problem, but you always want to play things safe. A lot of time, oral sedation works really, really well. Xanax or Zanor, Alprazolam, it's not addictive. It wears off very quickly. You can still go out on a tour or go up Table Mountain. It just makes you chill during the treatment. Some clinics offer laughing gas. Personally, I'm not a fan of using it in the practice. I don't like the smell. And I think some of these other things work better. Yeah, we usually, by the time a patient has a video consult with one of us and then comes in and meets us in person, they tend to start relaxing. And then those things I mentioned just, put on the finishing touches. If you read our Google reviews, a lot of those come from people who are very nervous to start off with. And we gave them the VIP treatment, and to the point where they went and gave us a beautiful review on Google, not just the 5 stars, but they've written some amazing things.
And that ocean view, I think that really helps as well, because when people see the sea, they just immediately get calm. It's almost like a response that you don't even control. Just when you see the ocean, it calms you. And then when you're in good hands like yours, there's nothing to worry about. That's great. So, doctor, how does smile design work in practice, and why is it about more than just aesthetics, like matching a patient's facial structure or lifestyle?
So we've done entire podcasts on this, but it's great to just chat about it briefly again, because that was quite a long time ago. So use digital mockups, like I mentioned. We align the smile with the facial symmetry, the lip shape. We look where the patient's midline is. Sometimes the middle of the face isn't where you think it is or where it should be. And we put a whole lot of different lines and diagrams over the face to decide the size and shape of the teeth. And we can show the patient, and the smile isn't just about white teeth. It's about functionality, comfort, and confidence. And these tailored solutions will ensure that each patient's unique features and preferences are respected. Yeah, like I mentioned about a patient preferring to have longer front teeth, that's completely up to them. There's one design I showed someone yesterday. The first design came back. I also thought the teeth looked a little bit flat, like an older person, and she's an very elegant, I think originally Eastern European lady that has got quite a slender face. And we're actually just doing injection molding on her 2 front teeth and her 2 canine teeth. And we're leaving her own lateral incisors. And we're just adding on to the edges. We're not even going to be bonding the entire tooth. Oh, that's on the canines. The 2 front teeth have got bad enamel, so we're going to cover up the fronts. And she sat down with me and we looked at the 2 different designs, and in the end she really loved the new design. And we ordered the models from the lab and the molds, and she's coming in next week and we're going to give her some new teeth.
Awesome. That sounds great. Also, doctor, in what ways do you blend artistry with science to ensure that the final outcome not only looks natural but also feels comfortable and actually functional?
So in the old days, it really was, you had dentists that were artistic and others that weren't that artistic. They were more, they're good at doing root canals and implants in the back, and that artistic, knack on bonding front teeth was a lot more inherent and quite difficult to learn. But these days, the artistry is done a lot by the computers with AI and by your dental technicians that are using these fancy softwares. And in some cases now, some of it is even automated, where it mimics biology, and you've got, amazing composite materials with natural tooth translucencies and amazing shade matching. We can balance people's bites to prevent TMJ pain and uneven wear. And, collaborating with a lab ensures that each veneer or crown is sculpted, both for beauty and durability.
And doctor, when it comes to complex cases, how do multidisciplinary teams like orthodontists or periodontists and implant specialists collaborate to streamline this process?
So some of these bigger clinics that I've been mentioning often have different specialists or even general dentists that have their own preferred sort of subspecialties all under one roof, and it makes it easier to plan and coordinate treatments together. Every Tuesday at OptiSmile, all the dentists, we have lunch together and we discuss x-rays and photos and cases, patients that have come in, or video consults we've done, and discuss the best outcomes with different people with the different specialties, giving their input. Often I'll call in one of the other dentists to look at a root canal or to discuss if it's a complex Invisalign. We've got Harris Smiatsky, who's been doing Invisalign for 20 years. I'll just call him into the room or book the patient back in with him for a follow-up consult. Having these team meetings ensures a seamless transition between the different procedures, and everyone shares the digital records. We all see the same 3D models and we work from the same master plan. And now with the AI voice note, the recordings and the transcriptions, and then the AI summaries, that puts it all in a very orderly way. So if I've never seen you before and you just saw one of the other dentists, I know exactly what was discussed and how things are supposed to happen, and I can just carry on there. And it's just amazing how technology is assisted with this.
It's amazing how you integrate AI, and I love that you guys have lunch weekly and discuss things. I think that's amazing, Doctor. I think that's brilliant. Well done.
In addition to that, I should say that very active in South Africa are at least 3 or 4 very prominent WhatsApp groups. I'm on an international one now with Dr. Linda Greenwald, who's written 2 books on teeth whitening. And she started an international group for difficult teeth whitening cases. There's over 300 dentists on there from all over the world, really. And if there's something you're not sure about or whatever, you put a photo just of close up on the group and you get answers and opinions from all over. Within our practice, we've got several different groups. One of them is called OptiSmile Clinical Associates, where it's just the dentists, and we don't share some of these pictures with some of the admin staff. So your privacy is upheld. And then we've got the Digital Dentistry Society group. We've got the Cape Endodontic group. They're coming to actually have a meeting. We normally have about 50 or 60 dentists here at OptiSmile. We've got some fold away doors, and we've got some great space where we can fit 60 dentists. And they're coming to do their meeting here next month, where we discuss different root canal cases specifically. And you've got other groups. So if somebody doesn't know, someone comes in to their practice and they take an x-ray and there's a particular type of implant and they don't know what it is, they pop it on a WhatsApp group, and within minutes, someone will say, oh, that's a Bicon, or that's a Straumann, or that's a Southern. People tend to collaborate a lot in the dental field, especially at this higher level. There's a very active dental community and a lot of collaboration like that. I really doubt that goes on in the UK as much as it does here. Not that I know. I mean, if it does and someone's listening to this, they're welcome to send me a WhatsApp and fill me in.
But yeah, well done. I think that's fantastic. Yeah. Also, Doctor, what strategies do you use to minimize invasiveness and preserve as much of the natural tooth structure as possible?
So at OptiSmile, one of our specialties, we've been doing it over 5 years, is things like no preparation, no drilling, minimally invasive injection molded composite bonding. About 6 episodes about the difference between normal bonding, injection molding, veneers, and then how to look after all of these. So if you're listening to this podcast, you want to know more, you can go back and listen to that. So we have diode lasers for trimming away a little bit of gum. You don't need any, there's no cutting and no stitching. If we need to cut away a bit of gum to trim away a little bit of gum to make your tooth look better, if your gum is covering too much tooth, specialized hand pieces or I guess you could call them drills, but they're not those very high pitched ones. They have ceramic bearings and they've got electric motors. So it's very much like an electric car. It's very quiet. And there's a lot of detailed pre-planning to avoid excessive enamel removal or unnecessary extractions. Everything these days is a lot greener and more biologically sound. A number of dentists in South Africa practice what's called biomimetic dentistry, where we try and mimic nature, and we're always trying to do less treatment rather than more treatment.
Okay, and can you walk us through a typical digital workflow from the first online consultation to the final checkup, and also how it improves accuracy and patient satisfaction?
Yeah, so we, especially for overseas patients, we always like to start with an online consultation. The initial consultation for online is always booked for half an hour. And sometimes we'll continue with a second one once we know more. We ask patients to send us some photos just taken with their cell phone. If they're serious about coming, we will ask them to get x-rays taken or to request their previous x-rays from the other dentists. Like I said before, a lot of patients send us x-rays and say, how much would it be for this and this and this? I don't like necessarily for people to come to OptiSmile just because they think we're cheaper because of the exchange rate. I like to think that just like some of our fancy wineries and restaurants in South Africa, people come here because we're better, and because of the exchange rate, it makes it more affordable. You know, if someone's just shopping for the lowest price, I don't think that's a great idea or a good reason to travel overseas. It's if you're looking for the combination. But yeah, so the online consult, I got a bit off subject there. It's not uncommon. 3D scanning, the very first time you come in, we do a 3D scan of your jaw, a 3D x-ray, photos of all your teeth, put all the data into our treatment planning. Like I said, AI, x-ray analysis. We start working right away with a lab. Sometimes we do mock-ups where we can try your teeth in and show you ahead of time, or always there's a digital mock-up at least first, and then we can track the case. There's so much digital stuff, it would be too much to go into here. I'm not sure how people can practice these days without a scanner and digital planning. You know, for me, if you're not using digital planning, it's quite difficult to get a result that the patient and even yourself, the dentist, can be happy with.
But doctor, it would seem that you love your technology. So how do you stay on the leading edge of modern dentistry, ensuring that materials, your equipment, and even your skill sets remain world-class?
So there's a continual investment in new technologies. We just updated our x-ray software at a cost of 15,000 Rand. We just updated the software, keeps updating on our scanners, and we now had to upgrade the scanner software hardware. That cost us about 30,000 Rand. We've just ordered a 3D printer from overseas at a cost of about 600,000 Rand.
Goodness
and
gracious.
And the resins, you know, 500 grams of resin to print bite splints or crowns, that can be 10 or 15,000 Rand. You know, it's a continual investment. You know, regular training courses, the South African Academy of Aesthetic Dentistry, it's a bit of a mouthful, but SAAAD, not SADA, which is South African Dental Association, but SAAD often has, they have some fun things. One thing is called Battle of the Speakers, where young speakers compete to see who can give the best lecture. We get all the international dental journals. There's hundreds of webinars. I just recently did a 3-day course called Style Italiano, where these top professors came out from Italy to do a hands-on course on just on doing nice looking fillings in back teeth and bonding in the front. We get all the top lecturers coming to South Africa. There's very strong, you know, academic institutions. There's lots of research going on in South Africa, and I don't think you'll find people using a lot of outdated materials or equipment in South Africa.
And finally, Doctor, looking ahead, what exciting advancements or trends do you see emerging in South African dentistry that could benefit future patients?
Yeah, look, I think AI is really piling upon us from every aspect. We love AI. We've made a number of custom GPTs. We're using ChatGPT and some other. I use Perplexity. We're constantly using it to research materials or to find one of my dental drills, one of the motors, you know, has reached the end of its life. I've been open here for 10 years and we got a quote for a new motor about 40,000 Rand. So in the practice, we've got seven chairs, which means, you know, three motors per chair. What is that? That's 21 motors. And if a motor goes, you know, each time a motor goes, it's going to be another 40,000 Rand, is going to add up to quite a bit. And I went on to ChatGPT and I looked for alternative motors, and there's some very good ones, not from the original manufacturer, but there's an Austrian one, and it's a third of the price. So, I mean, we use AI a lot for all of that type of stuff. I'm really looking forward to robotic dentistry. I do think we'll have robotic dentistry in the not so distant future. I've seen some stuff online. I think in the near future, I might be able to sit at the beach and drill your tooth using my iPhone or something. Maybe that's a bit far-fetched. But, you know, I had robotic prostate surgery 6 years ago. And, yes, the surgeon was controlling the robot, but there's a lot of stuff built into the robot that made him more efficient and more accurate. And there are special robots now that will help specialists place implants instead of guided. They've got live view is coming, where when you look at a tooth with virtual reality, I think you'll be able to get an X-ray view of the tooth. So if you're doing a root canal, you'll be able to see the tooth in 3D superimposed, you know, through your special glasses or through your loops or your microscope. And there's just so much stuff coming, all the new resins for 3D printing. 3D printing is definitely taking everything by storm, combined with AI design. So in about 3 or 4 weeks' time, if you come into OptiSmile and you need a bike plate or you need a bleaching tray or retainer, we'll do our 3D scan. We'll click AI design. They'll charge us whatever, €5 to do a design. We wait a few minutes and it will do all the design, and I'll click OK, that looks good. And it will check that the correct resin is loaded in the printer, and we'll hit print, and 15 minutes later, you'll have your retainer or your bike plate. There's a lot of stuff. It's very exciting. If you couldn't tell from my voice, I'm very excited.
No, it sounds amazing, Doctor, and I love how you're incorporating it and staying at the forefront of these things. Very important, of course, to the advantage of your patients, which is amazing. Well done. Well done.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. I mean, it's not something we've ever discussed before, which is unusual after 49. I think, is this podcast number 50?
I think we're going for 50 today. Yeah. Congratulations.
Just since last year, we started just before Valentine's. So
yeah,
we've been going just over a year, and we had a break over Christmas. And wow, 50 podcasts, and I've still got something to say. But what I was going to talk about is the staying on the forefront and about it all being for the patient. Yeah. Look, everything is about the patient in the end. If you come to OptiSmile and you ask one of the assistants, you know, who's the boss? they'll tell you immediately that the patient is the boss, because they know if a patient doesn't come back, that means the boss has fired you. So we use something called servant leadership, which means that I'm not the boss. The patient is the boss, and I serve my associate dentist, I serve my assistant, I serve my hygienist by giving them the tools and the materials and the leading edge technology so that they can serve the boss and make the boss happy, and the boss is the patient.
Wow.
This is, yeah, it's something I learned from Sorbet, the leadership. My wife was involved with Sorbet, and Ian Fur, one of the founders of Sorbet, has done a fantastic TED talk and written a book about servant leadership, which is a different way of thinking about management and about business. So we use that at Optismile.
Love it. Doctor, thank you so much. Another great edition of Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth. A big thanks to you.
Thank you very much. And looking forward to our last in the series, which is for people that are no longer sitting on the fence. It's going to be planning your dental tourism trip with practical steps, timelines, and talking about the future of cross-border dentistry, especially people coming from Europe to Cape Town, hopefully to Optismile.
Super, Doctor, thanks so much. And also thanks to our listeners. Remember, while we strive to provide valuable insights, you must always consult with your own dental professional for advice tailored to your personal health. And don't forget to subscribe for more enlightening discussions. Join us again next time as we continue to explore the fascinating intersection of dental health and financial savvy with Dr. Clifford Edelman from Optismile. Until then, keep smiling and taking great care of your teeth.
Discover the world of dental excellence with Optismile. Join us for a weekly podcast featuring Dr. Clifford Edelman, a seasoned expert with 40 years of dental experience across four continents. Gain unique insights and expert dental advice by visiting optismile.co.za for articles that illuminate the path to optimal oral health. If you're seeking unparalleled dental care in Cape Town, get in touch with Optismile or book directly online on optismile.co.za. Optismile, where global expertise meets local care.